Hello, and welcome to the 153rd episode of Not Your Mama's Gamer Podcast, a podcast where we talk about games and gaming from a feminist perspective. My name is Samantha Blackman. I'm an associate professor here at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana, where I talk about, read about, write about, dream about video games. And this week, it's only video games. We'll talk more about that in just a second. But I'm joined tonight by my usual podcast co-host, Alicia Karabinas. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, what's up?
The sky. Who are you, darling?
I'm Alicia Karabinas. And I am a PhD student at Purdue University, where Samantha is my person, who is in charge of me and all that I do and think and act and believe and see. And I study video games.
Video games are good.
Please help me. Help me.
You sound spooky as hell. I'm going to ask you not to do that.
I'm going to do it all the time. It's going to be great. So what's going on?
No, it won't. Ooh. All right. So let's start with our usual. What you playing, what you reading, what you drinking, because those are all three very important things.
Super important.
Super duper important. All right, so Alicia Karabinas, what you been playing?
Well, I had a conference, which you know, because you also had the same conference. So I probably didn't play a ton, but since we last spoke on this here podcast, I did play some Mario Kart on the Switch. Which is amazing. I love that I can play in a bar or wherever with friends. It's great. It's probably the greatest invention of our lives. I've also been, of course, playing some Hearthstone. Still very angry with recent Hearthstone meta. I seem to be alone in this. A lot of people are like, no, this is the best the meta's been for a long time. And I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. And I played a little game called Sarah is Missing, which was great. I wrote about it for the blog. But the biggest thing I've been doing still is playing online text-based Mafia, which is just really fun. And I've started designing my own game for the group that I play with. Because, you know, a lot of people end up doing game design. And that's super fun. And I think that's all I'm going to do for the rest of my life is I'm going to design Mafia games. Because balancing the different roles and thinking about the teams. And then mine has a Buffy the Vampire Slayer theme because why wouldn't it? It's going to be really fun. It's exciting, and I like game design, so. Well, that's what I've been doing. What have you been doing?
All the good things. Well, as like I said, we were at the same conference. So, what with traveling, I've been playing, I did play a lot of Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on the Switch. And that's because my kid was also with me at the conference. And in order to kind of placate her while we were driving and while she was hanging out, I bought to her Minecraft for the Switch for her. And it worked wonders because we had like a 3-hour drive and she didn't talk for like 2 hours. She just like disappeared. It was like, don't talk to me. Don't look at me. I'm building in Minecraft in the car. And that was like the greatest thing ever. So she was super duper happy with that. But we also, that also means that we had the Switch like with us and we were playing a lot of Mario Kart. Because like between sessions, we would play, we would like sit in like the little gathering area at the, in the building where the conference was held. And she was like, there were all these other game scholars like around, and she was like challenging folks to Mario Kart races.
How come I didn't get in on this? Nobody invited me. Nobody challenged me to some Mario Kart.
Man. Well, you weren't, you apparently were not around when we were, when we were always like playing. She was like challenging folks. And then I learned what a shit talker she is. I mean, it was hilarious. Like, we'd be playing, or she'd play someone, and then she'd come in like first or second, and they would like be in like fifth or sixth. So she would come across the finish line, and she'd put her controller down on the table and be like, all right, I'm just gonna wait for you. I'm gonna put this down while I wait for you. And it was just pretty hilarious. What else? Well,
I don't know.
Breath of the Wild, because we had the Switch with us. So at night after she would go to sleep and I could like finally pry the Switch out of her hands, I would play some Breath of the Wild until I fell asleep at night between grading and, you know, doing other stuff. But definitely not finishing my slide deck for the conference. Definitely not that. So yeah, the Switch got a whole lot of use at the conference. I've also like still been playing some Pokemon Moon because I really want to finish that up for some strange reason. I got on a Pokemon kick a couple weeks ago, back on the Pokemon kick a couple weeks ago anyway, and I really want to finish that up. And yesterday I played part of the Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga, because it was free for, you know, Xbox Gold, was it last month? And I realized that I had played some of them, but I had never played The Complete Saga, because The Complete Saga gives you, like, all six movies.
Yeah.
So I sat down last night, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna play a little bit of this, and I played, like, the whole first movie.
That's a really fun game. That's my favorite of the Lego games, to be honest.
It was a whole lot more fun than I was expecting. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, it was a whole lot more fun than I was expecting. So yeah, like I said, I played the whole first game, the whole first movie last night, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm probably going to go back and knock the other five out pretty soon. What I have not started and wanted to start, but at the same time didn't want to start because I didn't want to get pulled into and never find my way back out of, is Deep End Games Perception finally came out for the Xbox One and the PS4 yesterday.
Oh, I want it. I want it.
I want it with all my being. I want it with all my being. So I will probably, after we're done tonight, fire up some Perception and play
I'll be right over a little bit.
So I'm thinking you should probably play too. And we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Oh God. But you know how I am. Okay. Okay. So there is one other thing that I played. Hang on. I forgot. I'd had it downloaded forever. And I'd forgotten about it, but I had the demo for Resident Evil 7. So I played that with my husband. Okay, well, you remember how I was when you had me play PT, right?
Yes.
Oh my God. I cannot play a really realistic looking horror game. I get so tense. I was like curled up, folded in myself like half my usual size. Clenching the controller so hard that my hands started to hurt. Oh, that stuff just gets me. I don't know why. Because, like, I watch horror movies all the time. I love horror stuff. But something about being in a game and, like, navigating that space and being really terrified of what might be around that corner if I don't look. Especially since that demo plays tricks on you. At one point, you can check behind you and there's nothing there. And then suddenly something is there because the game wants something to happen. And that just made me mad. But That playthrough didn't go well, so maybe I don't need to play Perception. I don't know.
Maybe well, I'm, see here, I'm I want to. I can. Well, that's true. we can. I can propose. We should. You know what we should do? We should co-stream Perception.
Oh my god!
Like both play at the same time and stream, and then we can talk to each other while we're playing it.
Okay. Okay.
That would be fun.
You can't see me, but drink. I'm like flapping my hands and panicking just at thinking about it. I would. But, I mean, fair warning that I'm probably going to squeal and scream and, like, freak out a lot and be like, I don't want to go down the hallway.
But we can drink while we play.
Okay, I'm in. Speaking of, what are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
Don't you love that natural segue? That was great.
Mm-hmm. It was. I am drinking a Cider Boys cider. Oh, yes. Unfortunately, it's not the favorite Cider Boys because that one's not out yet.
Okay, hopefully so we had a moment the other day because I was at the store and they had some Cider Boy stuff. And I first shit my pants immediately because Cider Boys in Indiana. And then I sent Sam a picture. But I didn't buy them because they didn't have the favorite. But you went back and you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us.
I am drinking the Cider Boys Peach Country Apple Peach Hard Cider.
Okay, tell me about the peach. Is it real peach or is it like chemical peach?
No. It's real peach.
Oh, why didn't I buy any? I was it right there. It is real
peach. It's not that gross ass back sweetened peach. At least it doesn't taste like it. Because it's juicy but not sugary. Right? Oh. It's still the tart Cider Boys cider. But it's got a nice juicy peachness to it on top of the dry Cider Boys cider. So it's a little sweetness, a lot of juiciness, but the dryness of the Cider Boys cider. This shit is fire, man.
Why didn't I get it? Oh man, I feel so dumb. I worry about peach stuff because peach stuff can go wrong real bad, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm not going to get it. I'll just wait.
Well, it's got actual peach juice and it's not like peach flavor. It doesn't say like natural flavors. It straight up says peach juice in it. So, yeah. Oh. And so it's a Cider Boys cider. It's lovely. I like this one. I'm still waiting for my gosh. Cider Boys pineapple cider. That shit is insane.
Yeah, the pineapple is the business.
When I see that, I'm just going to fill up my cart at store.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to probably like be, well, I could pay rent this month. Or I could buy pineapple hula. Yeah. Pineapple hula is my favorite cider, bar none. Like, yeah. It's pineapple hula at number one, and then number two is like way down. So...
it's amazing. That you know what? I'm with you. That has got to be my favorite cider. Mm-hmm. It even beats out
Vandermill.
My Vandermill, yeah.
You know, one of the places Vandermill. I was at in Ohio for the conference, they had Vandermills on tap. They had the blue gold.
See, that's not my favorite.
That is my favorite. I know you like the totally roasted.
Mm-hmm.
I like the blue gold because it's tart.
See, the totally roasted, if you can stick it in the freezer until the ice crystals just start to form in the cider and then pour it so you have like little ice flecks floating on top of your glass, that shit, you have died and gone to heaven right there. Right there in a glass, you got a little bit of heaven. A whole lot of heaven. Mm. But this Cider Boys is a... the pineapple hula is beats out the totally roasted. The peach country is good. It's good as hell, but it's not pineapple hula. And that's what I got to say about that.
I was just ruminating on the fact that I don't have any pineapple hula or the apple peach. And I just finished my actual drink. So I'm really sad. Which was? Well, it was another one of the bourbon pineapple ginger ale concoctions, which is now my favorite cocktails.
You know, I still haven't tried that.
Oh, wow.
I need to get some ginger ale.
I'm really sorry for your life choice here. I think it's wrong, and you need to fix that, but I'm trying not to judge you too much at this time.
That's all right. You can judge me. I need to be judged.
You really do. I didn't want to be the one to say it, but you do. All right, so I don't know about you, but I have not had time to read anything lately.
You know what? Me either. I bought some books because I really wanted to read some stuff. But I haven't read anything, so. And I'm
anxious to. As soon as we got back, I had stuff to do to catch up on because conference, and one of my children is leaving in a couple of days, and we're doing a yard sale, and I just haven't had a second to do anything.
Yep. So. Well, I feel you because, you know, coming back from a conference, playing catch up with my my summer online class, and getting ready to leave for FanFest at E3, yeah, I'm just lost. I haven't had a chance to read anything. I bought some books. I was like, I'm going to read these books. Yeah, no, haven't read anything. So, maybe I'll get a chance to read something on the plane. That's what I'm going to tell myself. But I'll probably sleep because I'm one of those people who, as soon as I sit down on a plane, I fall asleep.
Yeah, I get really bad about that now, too, in my advanced age. I certainly can't work on a plane.
So we'll see. I'm also contemplating taking my Switch with me.
You should just give me your Switch. You don't need your Switch.
That's not going to happen because you have to fight her.
All right. Let's talk about what's going to happen when you're there.
E3. So, E3's coming up. Everybody's waiting for it, right? So we thought it would be fun to talk about our E3 dreams.
I'm gonna stop you and say that I am probably less excited about this E3 than I have been in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. And it's not because I'm going. I've been excited. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But
I'll tell you why I'm like, not.
Why are you not?
Because there's going to be a whole lot of bullshit on display, right? Like Metal Gear Survive. On the list of games I could not give one fuck about if paid. That is like number one. Mm-hmm. The new Call of Duty. I don't care. There are only a few things that I'm actually interested in. And they're not the things that you would expect, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in whether or not Cuphead is ever going to come out. Where's Cuphead? Oh, fuck. Where'd it go? I'm interested in Bloodstained, Ritual of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a hardcore old school Castlevania person.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit looks great. But it's not going to be out until next year anyway. So I'm like, whatever. I kind of want to see Days Gone, but just because I want to see if I can make as much fun of it as I did last year. I don't care about Destiny 2. Destiny 2. As soon as, if they can show me that this time they actually made a game, I might give a shit. But until then, I don't give a fuck about Destiny.
I'm kind of falling into the hype on Destiny 2. I'm sorry.
Oh, good for you, but not me. I mean, and there's a bunch of sports games and racing games. Like, there's one game I really care about. And everybody knows what that is. So, I'm interested in seeing what they're going to talk about for Nintendo. Because the Switch has been really, like, fucking fire with Nintendo properties, right? Like, Mario Kart's good. Mario Kart's always good. Zelda was good, but Zelda is also, like, a huge leap forward for, like, gaming in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I don't know if they can top it. Like, they may have shot their fucking wad with that. The physics and the rolling, the fact that you can roll, like, way down a cliff and then, like, still save yourself and then, like, come back and, like, react to things. I don't know. It's just a really good game. And, like, what are they going to do? Like, everybody else is all, like, Crackdown 3, Madden 1062. Like, I just don't give a shit, man. Detroit, though. You know, I also care. I care about State of Decay 2, and I care about Detroit.
Oh, my God. I want to lose myself in Detroit. And it's and I know a huge part of it is because I'm from Detroit. But I want that game in any machine that they will possibly put it in right now. Don't care. Put it in my Xbox. Put it in my PlayStation. Put it in my Switch. Put it in my damn phone. Well,
they're
phone.
Pretty much just going to put it in the PS4. So just be ready for that. Which means I'm going to be at your house on your couch. And you're going to come home. You're going to be like, what are you doing? I'm going to be like, shh. I'm playing Detroit. Don't talk to me.
I'll just give you a key. I'll just give you a key. You'll be all right.
Because, you know, for all of their flaws, like, I love his other games. And I don't love David Cage. David Cage, sometimes I'm like, David, I'm like, stop, sit down. Don't talk anymore. And his games, like, they have issues. They have, like, severe screaming issues. But they're also just really good. They're really good games.
You're right. You're right. Detroit, I think, is going to be phenomenal.
Or it's going to be awful. You know what the funny thing? Yes, go ahead.
Look, but being from Detroit, one of the things, though, is that I'm, you know, just even looking at, like, the early like, trailers for the game, I'm like, that's not Detroit. Detroit wouldn't look like that even 100 years from now.
Yep. But I think that you're gonna have to strip some of that away, right? And think of it as, like, Spirit of Detroit, because the Spirit of Detroit is a very specific and tangible thing. I mean, I've only been there once, and that was with you. But there's such a, like, legend around what Detroit is, and I think that the game is probably going to build from that rather than real Detroit, which has its good and bad ideas behind that too. So I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Can we take a second and talk about Far Cry 5?
Yes, can we? I almost pre-ordered that shit.
I kind of want to, and I have never played a Far Cry game for more than, like, 7 minutes. Because I'm like, this is some basic bitch shit. Like, this is some pumpkin spice latte gameplay. Okay, yeah, we're done. But yeah, I think I would probably play Far Cry 5 just on principle.
Well, so for those of you who have been living under a gaming rock, they've announced the new Far Cry 5 and started giving us some trailers. Right, so this one takes place in Montana? Yes?
I believe it's Montana. I think it's Montana. It's somewhere in the cold and barren north.
So, it takes place in what we believe is Montana. I think it's Montana. I'm almost like a 99.999%.
It is fictional Hope County, Montana. I have just fact-checked us.
Yes.
Live fact-checking. Only on the Not Your Mama's Gamer podcast. Sometimes, when we're not too drunk.
Sometimes, right, because we haven't been drinking yet. Not enough, anyway.
I drank.
So, Montana. And it's got this real, like, the dude with, like, the David Koresh glasses, and I mean, so we've got the militia is basically what we have in Far Cry 5, right? Which, as a person coming from Michigan, is also really interesting to me, right? Because Michigan is huge for its militia, right? The Michigan militia, these folks they you know, living off the grid, don't want to fuck with the government, don't want to fuck with no colored people, don't want to fuck with nothing, right? Except for, you know, all their government-sanctioned farmland. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So, I am really down. So, Detroit, because Detroit. Far Cry 5, even though it takes place in Montana, just because of the militia. I mean, because I have that experience and there's something there that I really want to explore. Right. And people, and what's funny is, you know, people are like all pissed off. And they were like, well, you know, it's just because, you know, Donald Trump. No, because you know what? I'm sorry, but they didn't start making this game in like November. This game has been like coming for a while. Right. So,
yeah, because it's almost as though America has a long history of problems with religious cults and militias. Where could they have possibly gotten such a thing?
Right.
Huh. I mean, look, I got married 30 miles from the site of the Waco shit.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I know where this shit comes from. And no, it's not recent. There is a recent resurgence in public.
I was going to say that.
Of, like, just crazy fucking ballsy white supremacy. But it's not new.
No.
Or unique in America.
So I am really down for this. I'm really down for playing this right now, for a number of different reasons. I'm not saying because, you know, I want to go shoot like militia dudes or nothing, but you know,
I mean,
if I was given the option,
I'm not against it in the game.
You know, punching Nazis, shooting militia dudes. I do all that shit in the game, man. I ain't playing. So yeah, Far Cry 5 is big for me too. I think that's pretty funny that you and I are on the same page with that one. Because usually you and I have very few I gotta play this game things in common.
But yeah, very few.
Very few. But, you know, here's another good segue. We have one in common that we are both really, really waiting to play. I'm just saying.
Oh, Jesus. Please let State of Decay 2 be very, very, very good. Let it be the game that was promised.
Let it not be
delayed. The game that will unite us all. I don't, you know what? I'm okay with a delay if they need to delay it. I'm sad about it if they delay it. I don't want them to delay it. But do I want a better game? You're damn right I do.
Yeah.
I want that multiplayer to be like fucking fire. I'm so glad that it's more, it seems to be more focused on cooperative. Like, or at least existing in the same space of, right? I love what I've seen about the character models so far.
I know.
We know that they have a very dedicated team who cares a lot about the game.
I know.
And the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I am all up waiting for this one.
Yes. And if you do not start texting me the minute you see this game, we are no longer friends. And I'm gonna get another disc chair.
Dang. That's pretty brutal.
I'm serious. Don't mess with me. I played like 100 hours in a week.
I know you did.
And I'd already played the game for like hundreds of hours. Don't mess with me. I'm serious about this.
And the funny thing is like, I will take pictures. I will send it to you. I will play and I will tell you all about it. Right. My kid is even like, I know you said you were going to take pictures and send them to me, but, can you take some video and send it to me of all. And she's telling me about all the games that she wants me to take video of and send to her because, you know, she can't go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. She and I are on the same page with this one.
I know. I can't go either. I know. So, State of Decay 2, I am so hyped for. Because multiplayer, man. Multiplayer. That's all I got to say. Multiplayer. I get to... So, there are some people, you being that person, I say some people, but I mean you, that I really want to play this game with.
Yes.
So you are going to have to take out huge swaths of time to do nothing but play State of Decay with me.
Oh, no. I have to take lots of time to play State of Decay. What will I do? How will I live?
I am dying to play this game. And to think that, you know what, maybe I won't have to do all the driving really makes me that much happier.
Oh, I will drive all over the place. But I mean, I will probably wreck us a few times. And we'll definitely perform some action roles and have to run through hostile territory. But I will drive. No, I swear I've spent a good 80% of my playtime driving in that game.
Mm-mm.
It's like the only game where I sing to myself when I play and stuff, because like I spend so much time in the car or like running across the field, and I'm just like, na 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 na, I'm driving this shitty broke ass car across this field carrying my backpack, you know, just making up shit because that's what you do.
Yep, that's me and Mafia 3 right there, though. That's me and Mafia 3.
Yeah, except you're just wrecking into shit because you can't drive.
I never looked. You have never, ever, not once heard me deny how bad my driving is in video games.
No, that doesn't mean I can't make fun of you for it. What's really funny, though, is that you'll try to make fun of me driving, and I'm like, look, at least I made it down that stretch of highway.
Oh, I'm still going to make fun. I'm going to make fun of everybody because that's what I do.
Whatever.
So, yes, State of Decay 2, I'm super hyped for. Detroit, I want to see everything they want to show me. Let's see, what else? Far Cry 5, yeah, I definitely want to see everything they want to show me. I'm really interested in Nintendo because I want to know what's coming next. I have been instructed that no matter how long any line is or where I have to stand or what I have to do, if there is anything at all to do with Ni No Kuni 2 there,
oh, yes.
That I cannot come home if I don't play, look, take pictures, take video. So we're gonna put that one on the list. So, but what about hardware?
You know, I'm not as into that as you. I'm so far behind on hardware and shit because, like, I don't even have an Elite controller. But I am curious about what you're excited about.
Okay. So, here's what I'm excited about. One, I want to know what they're going to call Scorpio. I have a thought in my head of what they're going to call Scorpio because it only makes sense to me. But I'm probably wrong. Especially since they had that trademark leak. I don't know if you saw that. They had a trademark leak with the S symbol with the slash through it. I'm like, they're not really going to call this shit Scorpio, are they? But they already said they weren't going to call it Scorpio. So, but I don't know. Maybe it's going to be I don't know what the S is for, but it's not going to be Scorpio. I'm just saying that right now. If I'm wrong, I'm going to say y'all made that shit up and I'm going to take this podcast episode down. But I think it's going to be Xbox Elite.
Maybe.
I think it's going to be Elite. I like that. It's got a nice ring to it. The Xbox Elite.
I don't know. I don't love it. But I think we have some fairly different perspectives here, right? Mm-hmm. Like, as somebody who I guess would be Elite, in that you can buy whatever you want.
I wish.
You might. Well, basically, you can. I mean, I haven't seen you balk at, like, buying a new console. So for you, that doesn't have the same connotations. I think for the rest of us, the idea of actually naming your system after something that already divides the gaming community might not be the best idea.
Hmm.
Especially since they've already done it once. But since they did already do it once, it might not be that big a deal.
Right. Because you know they're going to... So we're going to see version 2.0 of the Elite controller. Mm-hmm.
So I hope that you get that one and give me your old one.
Well, you know what? I'm going to get a new Elite controller. No matter what. Well, because... Okay, so... I know. I'm going to fix it. But the rubberized grip on the left side, on the back, has come loose. I mean, all I gotta do is put some hot glue in there and push it back down.
Right. Yeah.
But that gives me an excuse to buy a new controller, see?
I love your logic, which is not logic at all.
Not at all, no.
Whatever, this is just a perfect must buy new.
Yes, it's just a fucked up excuse to buy a new one, right?
You are every gamer.
Yes,
you're like a proto gamer right now.
So, but yeah, that's what I want to do. So, no, you know what I want to see in the Elite Controller 2.0?
What?
The one thing I have wanted but have not gotten because I got the Elite Controller, I want customizable color on a fucking Elite Controller.
The fact that you give a shit about that really, like, makes me concerned for your soul.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, oh my God.
Okay, no, so really? I have blue controllers for my Xbox One. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
it was just kind of an accident, right? Like, I prefer them. I'm happy that they're blue. But
mm-hmm.
I would play just as well if they were black. It doesn't matter.
Oh my
God. No. I don't care about that stuff.
Okay, so I got a couple of the not custom ones, but just the color controllers. I got that the gradiated ocean blue one, and I got the red one that came out like right around Valentine's Day or whatever. But I got those because we have a second Xbox One, mm-hmm. and it needed controllers. Shut up. No.
No, it's like the only thing I can do to make fun of you. What am I going to do? Be like, oh, Sam's black. Can't do that.
No, you can't.
Sam's old. No, I can't do that either. I can't do anything. Sam's a woman. Well, damn. Sam's gay. Shit. You know, I can't do anything. So this is what I have. Sam's rich. Fuck.
Yes. I wish I was rich. Fuck me, man.
I know.
In
comparison.
I'm not a grad student.
Man. Yeah, right. Everyone is rich compared to a grad student.
Like, hey, there's that McDonald's manager. He's rich. But so no, I have the ocean, the ocean blue, the gradiated one that I really love. And then I bought a red one, right? Cause this for the downstairs Xbox, but I bought it thinking, oh, my kid's really going to love this red one. And the ocean blue is going to be all mine because she doesn't like bluish greeny things. Right. Cause it's mm-hmm. dark. She likes bright colors.
Right.
I brought it home. I took them all out of the box, and she was like, that was mine, right? And I was like, no. No, it's not.
It is now.
So whenever we go downstairs and we're, like, playing something on the Xbox downstairs because, like, I'm cooking dinner or there are people over or whatever, she grabs it, and I'm like, put my damn controller down. What is wrong with you?
Oh, my God, though. Can I tell you what a luxury it is to have? I'm going to interrupt you. It is a luxury to have controllers you can be like to your kid, that is your controller, because so often I pick up one of the controllers and I'll be like, oh, why is this sticky? Why is there popsicle on it? What's going on?
Yes, she's got a black original one of the day one Xbox controllers, the black ones upstairs that she uses, and I'm like, don't ever put your hands on my Elite controller because it is so sticky, like the buttons stick when you, I mean, you could pick it up and there'll be like cat hair stuck to it because Lord knows what was sticky on it. It's like disgusting.
Yeah.
So we don't share controllers. Yeah. Yeah. Because I am completely grossed out by her controller every time I pick it up. And if I like walk in and like my controller is like on the arm of the chair or something, and I never leave my controller on the arm of the chair because I don't want the cat to knock it over. And I'm like, you touched my controller. What is wrong with you? She's like, I just want to turn the Xbox on. No, no, don't touch my controller with your sticky kid hands.
I feel you. I love my children. I love my children. But I have such a visceral reaction to sticky that I kind of want them to just not have hands.
Yeah.
I feel like hands don't should ever be a privilege reserved for adults. Only adults should have hands.
It's a privilege you only get when you wash them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we're having that issue with the Switch a little bit because, like I said, we took it on the road trip so she could play Minecraft in the car. And when we got to where we were going, I like took it and we were packaging it back up, and I was like, why are there greasy ass fingerprints on the switch?
I wonder.
She was like, I was eating some popcorn. I was like, you were eating popcorn and touching my switch. What is wrong with you? She was like, it's our switch. No. You ain't got no job. You did not pay for this.
Hours. When children do that. No.
I mean, but it's that kind of shit, though, for real, that makes me go, I know what she getting for Christmas, so she will leave my shit alone. Yeah, you know what she getting for Christmas? She getting a used switch that she done put her little greasy fucking fingers all over. It's what she getting. She getting a used switch in a new box. And I'm a horrible mother, but that's okay.
Hey, you know, I don't think that's particularly horrible. It just is what it is.
All right. Here's a question.
Okay.
It is. I don't know. I'm a horrible mother. I don't care. So here's a big question. So we're going to have, of course, Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo there. Mm-hmm. I know I'm really anxious. I have all the consoles. Mm-hmm. That's just me. That's how I roll. I don't care. But Xbox has always been my go-to console. Mm-hmm. Right? So I know I'm really anxious for to see what Microsoft's gonna bring this year. Especially since I'm going to FanFest and I'm so fucking excited about that. But who do you think is going to have, which are the big three, right? You know, cause I'm coming from, you know, that Detroit mentality where you got, you know, your big three, your big three in the auto industry, which are the big three in the gaming industry, do you think is going to have the most interesting shit to show?
All right. So here's my breakdown of this. I'm curious how it might match up with yours. I think with Nintendo, it's going to depend. Right?
Okay.
And it comes back to, mm-hmm. in a sense, mm-hmm. kind of how Nintendo's been the last couple of generations. Right? With the Wii, with the Wii U. How many other developers can they get on board? Because there's only so much they can do with their own IPs. We've learned that. There's only so far they can go. The Switch is really cool. Mm-hmm. It's got so many great features. It is an amazing step in gaming, but it's kind of a step sideways, not a step forward. And in some ways, a step backward, because you're accepting a little bit of a graphics hit with the Switch. Just kind of how it is. So who wants to be willing to work with that? Who wants to take advantage of the Switch being what it is? Who's going to come on board with that? It's been extraordinarily successful. But at this point, they may not have a ton of stuff to show, because I think next year may be their big year. Right? Next year, once everybody mm-hmm. has seen mm-hmm. how successful it is, how much people are embracing the Switch, that, oh, like, Nintendo is back. I think we may really see some truly magical stuff next year. I think this year we're going to see a lot of stuff that could be predicted. I don't know if we're going to see anything really mind-blowing.
Or the stuff that we've already seen, right?
Right.
I mean, because they did a Nintendo Direct this week, right? They were like, Nintendo Direct, here's what's coming, right? So
yeah.
They did the here's what's coming. They were like, we're going to get a Pokemon tournament for the Switch.
Yeah.
No Pokemon, but a Pokemon tournament for the Switch. We already got a Pokemon tournament for the Wii U. Why we need it for Switch? That's one thing, right? And then they were like, but there's new Pokemon. I got kind of excited because, like I said, I'm back on my Pokemon kick right now. So I'm trying to finish up Pokemon Moon. And I'm like, oh, shit, a new Pokemon game already? It's only been a year, right? Because this came out in November. No, they're coming out with some shit called Pokemon Ultra Sun and Pokemon Ultra Moon.
Yeah. Which
is the all it is fucking DLC is what it feels like. It's like you get a new storyline in the Alola region in the Pokemon Sun and Moon universe. I'm like, so in other words, we get DLC and you're going to charge us full price for it and call it a new game.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of mad about that.
I get it. And So I think that next year is really going to be the telling year for Nintendo. However, I'm going to say that I won't say I'm excited, but I'm curious about Super Mario Odyssey.
That looks a little weird to me.
Weird is the word. It's like, yeah. Is it going to be good?
Yeah, I really want to see it. I really want to see it. I really want to play it.
But it's still, it's the expectations. Of course there's going to be a Mario game. There's going to be some kind of Pokemon shit. Now that we have Splatoon, of course there's going to be Splatoon 2, which they really missed the opportunity there on the naming. You know, it's expected stuff.
Right.
Now, then that takes us back to Xbox and PS4. And I think, honestly, that the PS4 is in the same category. We're going to see expected stuff. We're going to see a couple of really unique PS4 exclusives mm-hmm. that look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, the Xbox is going to be the go-to console.
Yep. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But they have to be. They have to be. They have to be because they're coming out with Scorpio. They have to be, and they've made all of these assertions about what this hardware is going to do. So, and I'm going to tell you why I say they have to be. They have to be solid as fuck with their games for Scorpio, because here it is. Scorpio is going to cost $500. Scorpio, that's why I said they might as well go ahead and call it the Xbox Elite, because it's going to be expensive. With all the hardware that they have already shown and all the hardware improvements that they have been talking about nonstop, there is no way that they are going to get that game, that system in for under $500. Mm-hmm. Now, they might release some bullshit SKU. Because they've done it before, right? To get the price down to $400 for some other folks. But I think they're going to have to come big. They're going to have to come with a huge hard drive that's like 2 or 4. I'm skipping 3. 2 or 4 terabytes. And for $500, you know what? It's going to have to come with an Elite controller.
Yeah, I agree. So here's the question, though, on how that's going to fall out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, there's two questions, really.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is discussion of hardware and possibility that may or may not play out going to dominate Xbox's E3 presentation? Because, honestly, hardware talk and pipe dreams doesn't play well. People don't like that shit anymore. We got burned with the Kinect years ago, and people don't trust it. So they're going to have to really carefully balance, I think, what they're going to do at the show. But here's the second question, and this is the real question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hard question to ask, even for me. Like, I don't own a PS4, mm-hmm. but I really do appreciate some of the PS4 exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
In a post-Scorpio world, a year, 2 years, 3 years from now,
mm-hmm.
what's the role of the PS4? Why does it exist?
Well, we've had for the last year that this talk about whether or not we were going to have cross console play on multiplayer games. Mm-hmm. Microsoft was like, "Yeah, we can do that." PlayStation has not.
Is Sony going to do that?
They're going to have to. I think they're going to have to. Honest to goodness. I mean, because, yeah, we still have folks who, you know, love their PlayStations, right? And, you know, they will still tell you about how wonderful the PlayStation is.
It's more powerful in some ways.
But it won't be when Scorpio comes out. Nope. Once Scorpio comes out, it's over with. They will not have that claim to fame. And that's where the problem's going to be.
And then it's just a system that has a subpar interface.
Mm-hmm. The interface is so horrible and clunky.
Fewer bonuses.
Uh-huh.
What's the point? I mean, I want there to be continued robust competition.
Yes.
But I don't know what Sony's going to do if the Scorpio is everything it's promised.
It better be. I'm looking forward to it, man.
I mean, it may not be. That's also a possibility.
So it's going to be, they are going to rely heavily on exclusives. They're going to rely heavily on exclusives. It's going to be, you know, well, look what we did with Horizon Zero Dawn. Look what we did with Last of Us. Look what we did with, you know, and then we've got like Detroit coming. It's going to be all about exclusives. That is what they are going to be relying on. They're going to be relying on their big ticket, heavy hitter narrative games.
For this year.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Next year we get a new PlayStation?
I don't know. I think at some point, there's only so far consoles can go. I mean, and stay affordable, you know?
Right. And I think I mean, if we're talking about if Scorpio comes in at $500, I mean, how much more expensive can you get, honestly?
You really can't, not for a console. Well, maybe you can for PlayStation, right? If PlayStation is billing themselves as like a specialty item, maybe.
PlayStation tried that with the PlayStation 3, remember?
Yeah.
You remember how fucking expensive that PlayStation 3 was? I mean, I remember going to Circuit City. Circuit City here in town that no longer exists. When the PlayStation 3 came out, I got a PlayStation 3. I got one or two extra controllers, and I got like two games. And remember that you had to buy the HDMI cable separate when the PlayStation 3 came out. Mm-hmm. It was $1,000.
Yep.
Nobody can afford that shit. I mean, nope. If games was not my game.
You buy a PC.
See, but I was a PC gamer for a long time. Let me say that. I was a PC gamer for a long time, and I see the benefit of consoles over PCs.
Oh, me too.
Because I spent a whole lot more money upgrading my PC constantly. Mm-hmm. Than I did on buying new consoles.
Yes, that's the thing. That's supposed to be the benefit of console over PC. I mean, there are other ones too, but the biggest one is you buy the thing, it's good for several years. At this point, though, is it?
Right. Right. Well, it's hard. I can't even imagine. Because I get mad still, right? I got mad when it was like already when the Switch came out. I was mad. I was like, wait a minute. Didn't we just get the Wii U? And the Wii U never lived up to its expectations. So when they came out with the Switch, I was pissed. That's why I didn't pre-order it. And then I started to see the benefit in my mind of being able to play Breath of the Wild, which was an amazing game, and being able to carry it with me. That was the, if it had not been for Breath of the Wild, you know what? I still would not have a Switch. Because, you know what? There hasn't been a whole hell of a lot of anything else to play on it. Nope. I mean, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I already have Mario Kart 8 on my Wii U. I had it already. Mm. The Deluxe just gives me a few more bells and whistles. I mean,
yeah, it's the Switch itself that's going to sell the Switch. But only if there's games to back it up.
Yes. Yes. Right? It is that portability. It's the portability, but then at the same time, it's like it's being built as a console. It's constantly built as a console, but I'm still seeing it as a handheld device.
Yeah. It's a handheld device with the potential to split in half. You know,
mm-hmm.
You give your friends one.
Yeah. It's like, here, play co-op on my DS with me. Right.
And I think that everything about the form factor of the Switch and its display, everything supports that. It's a handheld.
Mm-hmm.
It's a handheld that you can play as a console. Neat, cool. But, yeah. So then we're talking about a whole different animal, because we're not really competing with other things. We're not really competing with the other systems, because mm-hmm. it's different.
Yep.
So then it becomes Xbox versus PS4. And I do think that there is potential for the gaming landscape to change considerably in the next few years. And I'm not sure who's going to win. I don't know at this point if it's going to be us. It needs to be us. I don't think it's going to be us.
No, it's not going to be us. It's not going to be us. We're going to be scraping together money, asking for gift cards for Christmas, mm-hmm. research funds. Yeah. That's exactly where we are. It's exactly where we are, and it's going to get more expensive for folks who have kids.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, at this point, if we're talking about $500-$600 price points, or, you know, you can't get out of the store for less than $600 if you want to get anything with your system, then the idea of billing it as, you know, your central media hub, that's over.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, fuck that. You know, I get something else.
I get one of those Rokus over there for $39.95.
Yeah, or I just, you know, get a fucking cable and hook my laptop up. You know, there's mm-hmm. a very small threshold there, or I guess a plateau, that we can't go any higher and have consoles be the same thing that they are now. That doesn't mean they can't go higher and the idea of the console can't change.
Yeah.
But I think we're looking at some very interesting possible futures in gaming.
Yeah. And I think, you know, this will be a good year to see where it goes. I think because Xbox is the one coming out with the new console this year, they are the ones who are setting the path.
Mm-hmm. And I don't trust them motherfuckers.
I trust them more than PlayStation, because like I said, I still remember PlayStation 3 and how much I had to drop in Circuit City. And the fact that that motherfucker still served mostly as a doorstop, because there weren't enough games to play it to keep me happy, so I was still playing my Xbox.
And as of E3, the Xbox One still has not been out for even 4 years. So let's say if I had a gaming PC that I bought brand new, that I built myself mm-hmm. or bought brand new, same mm-hmm. month that the Xbox One came out, November 22nd, 2013. Mm-hmm. In that time, in order to upgrade my high-end gaming PC, I might have replaced a component. I might have replaced two components. But unless you're talking about something really big, I probably haven't spent more than $100.
Well, unless you play replacing video cards, you replacing video cards.
Right.
You plopping down a couple hundred bucks for video cards. Yes,
if I had to replace a video card in that time, yes. But unless I had to do something big like that, mm-hmm. I probably haven't spent more than $100 in that time frame. Now, in the next couple of years, I would be anticipating spending several hundred dollars to keep my machine upgraded. Right. And we're not talking about time spent on making sure all your fucking drivers work and everything's going right. together, because you know how gaming PCs can be. Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, dealing with your corrupted save file and having to start that game over.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But if that new Xbox comes out this year and there are going to be games that are dependent on it, then I'm buying it. And then my gaming budget just increased, because if it doesn't happen to come with an Elite controller, well, I'm probably going to need one, because these games are going to be so complicated, I'm going to have to get one. So then that's another expense. And then I got to buy those games, and they're going to have a good reason to price those games at a higher price point as well.
Yep.
Because so now instead of $60, now they're $80.
Well, because they're running native at 60 frames per second. So yep. Yeah.
Then you want the season pass, you're talking about $120, $130.
Yeah.
150.
You know, and I mean, but it's already creeping up there. I was looking on the Xbox store yesterday. I haven't been on the Xbox store today, but yesterday, and even looking at the new games that are coming out later this year, the pre-orders for them on sale are like $71.99, $72.99 for pre-orders on sale.
I think that Microsoft is going to find the level that their audience will not climb to. I think they are on a dedicated rush right now to hit that point. They want to know where it is.
Yeah.
What will we not spend?
Yeah.
And if they can kill the PlayStation,
they can charge whatever the hell they want to.
Yep.
We're like, y'all, good. It's $120 for this game, then we're selling you DLC day one.
Yeah, you know, so that way you can get the real ending. Otherwise, you can't get the real ending.
Yeah.
Or we have this pre-order bonus, but the pre-order bonus is so fucking overpowered that I guess you better pre-order.
Mm-hmm. If you want to play the game for real,
yeah,
pre-order.
It's not good. I'm really worried about the future of gaming right now.
I'm telling you, it's gonna be a good E3, man.
You know, I'm excited. I know, I'm all like, oh my god, everything's terrible, and Sam's like, I'm so ready to go to E3. So the shows before I joined the podcast, they weren't always downers, but like I feel like when I'm on the show, we always end on like, well, what are you gonna do? Everything is awful. Everything is awful. Oh God, Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, I'm ready. I'm ready for E3. I'm gonna be throwing money at Phil Spector, like, hey, take my money.
See, you're the reason. You're the reason why this shit is happening right now. My brothers like you. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Aw, don't blame me. Blame somebody else.
I blame you. I blame you specifically.
Did I just say Phil Spector? Damn.
Yes, you did.
I'm tired. I'm drunk. See? Is what it is.
You don't even know what's going on.
I know. No, I'm going to throw my money at Phil Spencer. I'm not throwing money at Phil Spector because he's some kind of weird, freakish,
crazy hair.
No, record producer, wasn't he?
And also possibly a murderer?
Yeah, yeah. He was charged with like murdering a girlfriend or some shit like that. Yeah,
you don't
want
to give him the money.
I don't want to give him the money. I want to have another beer though. But no, I'm going to be throwing my money at Phil Spencer. So I'm going to be throwing my money at him. Like, here, take my money.
Can you please stop?
Give me a black and hot pink. Give me a black and hot pink Elite controller.
Oh my God.
Take all my money.
Somebody please deliver me from this evil. Whatever, just come back with some good news about State of Decay 2. And let me know if you get a chance to put hands on Days Gone.
If I get a chance to put... So...
No, shh. Let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
Then I need you, after you are done putting hands on Days Gone, I need you to pick up your phone. I need you to text me on a scale of 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
How much am I going to get to mock this game? And will it be a required hate play for me?
Everything's required hate play for you.
Not everything. I don't hate play everything.
Okay. You don't hate play State of Decay.
I don't. I didn't Everything hate play else Dishonored you hate play. Either. Nope.
Okay.
I don't hate play Dishonored. Okay. But you let me know on that one specifically. Like, is it like a 5 on the hate play scale? Like, I could hate play it if it was in front of me? Or are we talking like an 8, a 9?
That's mandatory hate play?
Yeah, where you're like, it's so ridiculous that you gotta hate play it? I need to know. I need to know how much I got to budget.
Okay. I will let you know. So yours is Days Gone. Mm-hmm. P's is Ni No Kuni 2. Mine is... Well, but everybody's is State of Decay 2.
If yours is not State of Decay 2, there's something wrong with you. You need to get right with Jesus. Or your God. Whatever.
Whoever your God is.
The flying fucking spaghetti monster. You talk to that motherfucker. Get right with him. It. Whatever.
Because, State of Decay 2. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm excited for that shit. I am majorly excited for that.
Get right with your God.
But I think mine would probably be... See, I thought it was going to be Detroit. But then they came out with this Far Cry 5 shit, man.
I know, man.
So, when I get back next week...
It's treasonous, though, Sam. It's treasonous.
I know. It's treasonous because they make it for the good patriots. I saw that shit on the social medias that they were making fun of the good patriots. I'm like, you recognize that's the militia, right? You lining your shit up with that.
Just average patriotism. Everyday Americans, Sam. Average everyday Americans are the enemy in the new Far Cry 5 because all of us, on like Thursday afternoon, roll out and hang out with our militia buddies. That's what we do.
Hang out with our militia buddies out in front of our house with the Confederate flags the same height as our cribs.
Shit, y'all, I live in Indiana and I ain't got no militia buddies that I know of.
Woo, I don't know, but we run into the motherfuckers on a regular.
That's true.
We run into those motherfuckers on a regular.
Only on Ohio though, goddamn. Those were some militia motherfuckers.
Truck squad, motherfucker, you forget about
what you Oh, yeah, do? The ones who congregate two blocks from my house. You don't have to tell me about mm-hmm. truck squads. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're getting distracted. Everybody who's listening right now is like, what the fuck are they talking about? Indiana, y'all. We're talking about Indiana.
We talking about living in the Midwest, y'all.
Living in the Midwest.
And how we almost didn't make it out of a militia town on the way home from our conference last week.
Oh, shit.
But that's a story that y'all gonna have to buy us drinks to hear.
Anyway, so many things are gonna happen next week when Sam is at E3,
and I'm gonna be all up on the Twitters talking about that shit. And then when I get back, Alicia and I are gonna come back together, and we're gonna talk about E3, and we're gonna talk about what we've seen, what we didn't see. And we're going to scream a lot. We're going to curse a lot. We're going to weep over the price of the Scorpio and start touching
it. We might even record y'all a bonus episode.
And then we're going to have to start talking about selling plasma to buy one of those motherfuckers. We have to start talking about some research funds. But, yeah, it's on. So, I'm excited. And so when we get back, we're going to talk more about E3.
All right. She's excited. I'm the doomsayer, seeing the end of gaming as we know it. Let us know how y'all fall in this debate.
Okay. Were we listening? Yes, right. But you know what? And here's the thing. I want to say this one thing. This is also how we know Xbox is going to bring it. Their briefing is 90 minutes long this year. Do you know how many games they plan on showing? Mm-mm. 90 minutes.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't get excited about that. It could just be a lot of bogus filler.
Nope. They better not do that. Like that. You know what? See, you just said that. You know what I immediately thought of? Remember Project Natal?
Mm-hmm.
See, you know what? I'm gonna need you to quit pissing in material.
No, that is my job. That's why you have me here. Because I'll be like, remember when they showed us the Kinect? Remember all the things they promised? How many of those things they deliver on?
I'm gonna need you to stop. That's all.
It's just because I'm right.
You're wrong, and you're horrible.
Okay. You let me know after you get back.
I will. I'll let you know when I'm still there. All right, y'all. On that note, that is going to bring us to the end of our pre-E3 episode 153, where I was right in all my glory and Alicia's wrong in all her doom saying. And we will know for sure next week who was right and who was wrong. And it'll be me. Right, that is. So until next time, when we have episode 154, where we talk about all kinds of things, including maybe all the wonderful things that came out of E3. Stay cool, stay dry, and watch the E3 briefings. Game on. Mm-hmm.